we're joined on the line by the Minister of State for Digitalisation, Frank Feehan. Good morning to you, Frank. Frank, you're talking to us all about these plans, these proposals for the new government digital wallet. First of all, what is this digital wallet? What's it all about?
Well, a digital wallet provides a safe, reliable and private means of digital identification, and it allows users to prove who they are and safely store, share and sign important digital documents. Effectively, what we do want to do is enable people to share the personal data securely via the government digital wallet. Now, the digital wallet is on most phones. People use the Apple wallet when you use your airline ticket for Ryanair, you have the airline ticket. What we want to do is get life events such as passports, eventually driving license, birth certs, and it can work seamlessly with government. We want to simplify the access to public services and also enable secure identity and use an address and support the reuse of trusted credentials across the private and public services. And effectively, it reduces administrative burden while strengthening privacy for people across the island.
And you want people to, this isn't set in stone yet, this isn't happening. Now, I understand it has to happen under EU law, but it will be happening. But you want people to take part and test it out. Am I right on that?
Yeah, the digital wallet is ongoing, and we've already had a pilot scheme with people who work in the public service, and now we're opening it up to the general public, and we're inviting people to contribute their views on the types of service where the wallet could be most useful, expectations around convenience and accessibility, and how privacy and security can be best communicated and strengthened. And what we're asking people is to sign in to just Google mygov.ie digital wallet, and there it'll have where you can make your contributions. And we're looking forward to hearing everyone's contributions that are interested for and against, and that'll inform us how best to introduce the digital wallet and how exactly we can use the digital wallet.
So just simply Google or put into your search engine mygov.ie digital wallet, and you'll be able to go in there and submit your thoughts and any views you would have on it and register your interest in it. Now, I'm just looking on that portal where on the gov.ie website, Minister Feehan, and it says welcome to the government digital wallet, and it says it's about better public services, this is about user control, about making life simpler. But what about data privacy concerns, that this is another example of people's privacy being there online, that we've seen now the rise of hackers, we've seen the rise of concerns about behavior of big tech, that the most intimate details now of your life are there stored online, and if there was a hack or anything else, that could be used, exploited or criminalized.
Yeah, well, look, the digital wallet, it's a phased approach. Effectively, the digital wallet is optional and complementary, and it won't replace the physical documents such as passports, driving license, birth certificate, but it'll offer people a convenient digital choice if they wish to use it. And again, you know, the government have no interest in using people's data. And it will be very, very secure. And that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to from the outset, where privacy and security is core, and information is only stored on the individual's own device. And users decide what information is shared and when, and only the minimum necessary information is ever disclosed. So it's very, very secure.
So there's no obligation. So am I right in saying, Minister Feehan, Minister of State Feehan, that while EU member states are required to offer people a means to digitally identify themselves, such as through this digital wallet, there's no legal obligation for citizens to use it? If you decide this isn't for you, if you're not comfortable with IT or being online, you can still have your actual hard copy details, your passport, your birth cert, whatever.
Absolutely. And then, the data is stored on the user device and it's only shared with the explicit user's consent. But again, what we're trying to do is allows users to hold and present digital versions of their credentials effectively in a highly secure and privileged enhancing way. What we're trying to do is digitalize most of the public service, but ensure that people's interaction with the public service is safe, secure and convenient.
And just looking here on the gov.ie website and about what you think of the government's new digital wallet, people are advised if you want to take part and you want to register your interest in the digital wallet, you'll be among the first to be invited to take part in the government digital wallet consultation and testing. Participants will be invited to apply for early access to download the wallet app, explore how it works, try out different use cases and share their feedback. So you would be of the view that people, if they have a view, whether they're favourable or not, they should get in touch and offer their suggestions and input.
Absolutely, and the consultation testing phase, it allows us to work directly with the public, and we're hearing their views and ensure the wallet is shaped around the public's needs, or your real needs, and strong privacy protection and public trust. And again, working together, we just want to hear the views of people as it concerns and expectations as well. So it's as I said, hopefully it'll make people's lives easier and make collaboration with all the various departments and with most important people and government departments much more easier, much more secure and generally much more trustworthy.
And finally, Minister of State Frank Feehan, if I could ask you about the state in the Middle East and the likelihood, again, the fragile truce in the Middle East is in jeopardy after the US and Iran launched new attacks as they wrestle for control of the state of Hormuz. Very unpredictable times that we're living in. It looks as if the government are going to have to provide more supports for people, as it seems that the war, the ceasefire is on the brink and that the war is in no sign of ending, that it's going to be a very, very difficult budget, and people will understandably demand more supports, particularly maybe PAYE workers who feel maybe up to now they haven't benefited from the supports announced by the government in the wake of the fuel crisis that's been caused by this war.
Yeah, look, that's a fair comment. I really want to draw to people's attention, we were effectively in the middle of World War III. You know, you have conflict in the Middle East, you have what's happening in Gaza, you have Ukraine-Russian war. And our government didn't bomb Iran, they didn't lower down the Straits of Hormuz. But unfortunately, we have to deal with these geopolitical issues. And we're working very closely with our colleagues in Europe and across the world. And there are issues. And we've already brought in over 800 million of a package regarding diesel. And as a government, our economy is robust. But we don't know what the challenges are in the coming days, weeks and months. And we will work with all the stakeholders to try to address whatever issues. But I have to just say, government can only do so much. We are, working very, very closely with all the various departments, all the various stakeholders, all the various interests in Ireland. And we will do our best to ensure that the most vulnerable are protected.
And I know you're pressed for time, Minister, and you're due to be finished, but the opposition would argue there's a surplus of 9 billion euro. But I also have to ask you, you think we're in the middle of World War III, that this is World War III?
Which is quite obvious. It's effectively the middle of World War III. Did you ever think you'd have the US bombing Iran, killing their leader? You have your Ukraine-Russian war, which is going on now for 4.5 years, over maybe 1.5 million young men from Russia and Ukraine are dead on our eastern flank of the EU. You have what's happening in Gaza, you have what's happening in the Lebanon, you have what's happening, these are very, very difficult times, very strange times in a global economy, in a global environment. And I think in Ireland, we think that we're not affected by it. We are affected by it. And this government will do everything possible to ensure that we protect our citizens and do everything we can to reduce the tensions in these areas as an independent government. However, there are many, many consequences from this of which we have to deal with. And as a government, we will deal with them. We have dealt with them to our best ability. And we will ensure that once we have a robust economy, these things are helpful. But there are things out of our control. And I call call on people for have cool heads and work together to try to minimise the challenges and the difficulties caused by all these geopolitical events.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us, Minister of State for Digitalisation, Fine Gael TD, Frank Feehan.